Hi, American Fork. This is John Bradford. Welcome to Long Beach, California. We're here in a fabulous stadium. It is my pleasure to be on the field with you tonight. I'll be judging individual visual performance. Looking forward to a great performance from you guys. Be wonderful. Be great. Have invented. Nice sense of consistency from the performers on the nice head swing side to side. We have a good sense of stability. Hey, could we refine with the trumps a little bit more about where the heel is placed underneath your knee? Absolutely. We have a couple of people that are not wide enough from the back of their heel to the front of their knee. Nice sense of commitment to the plié shaping with the trumpet and a variety of body shaping there. Continue to refine your method, guys. Make sure you really have a good sense of consistency on your pliés, of getting that toe lead on your pliés. Good sense of regalness coming through from your bodies. Good sense of lift. Good sense of consistent projection of the instruments. Good. Very strong, guys. Achievement coming in that halt. Whip around for you, and the quick flash follow through. Okay, guys, what I would refine or encourage you to refine right there that was missing for me, trombones, is we're inconsistent relative to where our sternums were facing. Some were flat front, some were into the focalization. So you have an opportunity to refine that. Nice sense of technique demonstrated on this backstride. Nice sense of training with the auxiliary, good, light, vertical line. Nice sense of lightness on your air moments. We have some versatility happening there with those. Good for you. Okay, we're offering the layback position here. That worked okay for us. Certainly that tilt and the sense of trust works. We could be stronger about making sure we have that more vertical line on the tilt, yeah. Ongoing playing responsibilities here with the battery moving back. Battery, we need to better dress that line. Quads in particular, how you tie in the four of you into the snares. We have some tears there. Yeah, good sense of lightness on your runs as you come around with the winds. Good job of reading the diagonals. Offering some variety with the low brass voices as they come across with the cross step. Oh, good for you with the auxiliary on Saber on the backhand catches up on the riser. Hey, you know, auxiliary, you really want to watch that spin point relative to where it's placing your waist or your navel. Some of you are spinning it pretty high. Good. I mean, the vocabulary is straightforward, you guys. You're doing a good job of achievement, shifting weight side to side. Some of you are a little bit more exploratory than others about how much you tilt the upper half of the body. Watch the height of the heels here, low brass voice, as you push through before the final toe. Stab and start to move. Good sense of rotational quality demonstrated on this phrase. Nice layered movement responsibility here with the low voices as they move. Good control of the interval and space here as well. We have a little misshaping of the low brass voices here around this curvilinear though. You guys have some really good training. Nice job of really maintaining that. Okay, so of course I say nice training. Guys, then you took a lunge, very inconsistent about how your toe-heel connection happened on your left foot. Bigger challenge there is what is happening with your extended right leg. Some of you got a sickle foot, didn't complete that completely. So you have an opportunity to improve your lunge, how you accept weight on that, and how you better define the landing. Okay, not a bad job. Soloist there on the one-handed cartwheel. Yep. I think the visual phrase length over time, while certainly within the performer's full level of achievement, the phrase length over time feels a little smaller. feels a little similar from a phrase lane standpoint, so that's something for you to take a look at. Nice rotational quality here on the extended left tendu. Variety of body shapings committed to by the performance while playing. Nice sense of lightness. You run out of this. Oh, we had some pathway issues with the low brass. Where's the sense of lightness in the upper half? Get a really nice sense of lightness in your... Get a really nice sense of lightness in your feet. You do not have a strong sense of lightness in the upper half of your body and lift. So that's something for you to work on, right? Sense of timing with the auxiliary turning front to back can be improved. Guys, we don't all spin on silk. We don't all spin at the same spin point on our bodies. So you have some opportunities to improve that. Nice read of the diagonals here. Front element, about halfway through. We have somebody about a step out of the form, so it's some opportunities to improve that. Good battery, great control of space. Battery, the snares, really good control of space, a nice sense of style and consistency. One or two of you didn't actually pull up in your releve with your pals there before that final attack. So how do you refine that? Watch the quality of the bodies as we start to take these quick runs back before we start to explore space. Good commitment from the performers is feeling spatial exploration. Nice, good job of coming off balance there. Yep. Level of achievement throughout time here with this band. This is great. But watch that rotational quality. Okay. Somewhat inconsistent, guys, about how that's being approached in the inward and outward rotation quality. Great sense of speed with the trumpets on that close. Take a look at that rotational quality. Watch these. We don't have everybody coming forward to the same step size, and the lines are not dressed here. So you have some opportunities to improve that, okay? Stronger sense of cover here, guys. Trumpets are just starting to move. You guys do a good job at the interval with just not maintaining good sense of cover and form read on the curvilinear. So some things to tweak there and get better at, yeah? Nice, nice rotational quality flutes, piccolos here as you take this. Some individuals are a little stronger than others at the flick walk, the jazz walk. We can be a little bit stronger about making sure we're more consistent on if it's moving in parallel or churn down position, right? Nice auxiliary, lower half of the body on the jeté. Oh, good for you guys. Nice job. And we can be a little stronger taking that run prior to turning forward about working that. Good versatility demonstrated with the auxiliary having to move through the moving lines, right?
Once we accept our limits, we go beyond.
Okay. Hey, guys, thank you so much. It was my pleasure getting to see you. I think, first of all, you guys are exceedingly well-trained. I think you're very confident and proficient in what you do. I think the vocabulary is absolutely solid. I think that you have the opportunity, comparatively and competitively, at least in this, this approach, to just look at the versatility of form responsibility at point and phrase length. But certainly, really super strong level of achievement. I hope my comments were helpful to you guys. It was really my pleasure getting to see you. Thank you so much.